Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatch my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcome me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. See, this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Good evening. This is a True Grudge Racing channel. And I am your host, Big Sham, right here in Chicago. And my co-host is the man himself, Grassroots, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill. Tookie Stokes in his absence, Brother Al Jr., another great Thursday. We out here. It's grudge race time. It's grudge race time. If you're not ready, get ready. That's all I can tell you. If you are not ready, get ready. Let me shout out my sponsors as always, Brother Leroy, the Clocks Off Crew, the Motor City Mafia, the 1-800 Keep It Real All Day, All Night Show. Brother Mouse, Brother Stokes, Brother Al Jr., By None, Off the Trailer, you, and you. It's grudge race time, y'all. They down there. It was the highway was loaded today from my understanding. I heard it was cars everywhere going down where? Bobby Cole race. They are down there testing tune today, trying to get it together for tomorrow and Saturday. They trying to get it together. They are trying to get it together. Man, I'm gonna go to the phone. Y'all ain't got a lot. We gonna wrap it up, and I think we should have something pretty good though, nonetheless. June 5th is our day. That's all I can say is June 5th is what? The champion engagement. It should be very, very interesting. I feel it. I feel something special gonna happen. It's gonna be special. I just feel like we gonna show up and show out. I really believe it's gonna be some good action. These what they call them, Mr. B say, the college boys, they play all the time, and I think they come in full force. I believe that, you know, we gonna We're going to do some grudge racing. True grudge racing is what we're going to do. So mark your calendars. Tell everybody that you know. Share on Facebook. June 5th, the champion engagement at 41. I think it's gonna be pretty good. Hold on, let me go over to this mic. Ooh, it's been a long day. It's been a long day. Mouse, come on with it.
What up, Sean?
Man, what's happening? What is going on?
On the highway trying to get back home.
You trying to get back home?
Right.
Yeah, man. I'm just getting off. I'm trying to get myself together. See what's going on. I know they had a discrepancy with the Chicken Man and Zabo, and they got it together. They locked in tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
What was it?
Huh?
What was the
I don't have the full detail. It was something about the weather, from my understanding. I believe said, you know, it's 40%, and he wasn't going at first.
They moved it up again.
Yeah, they moved it up. Yeah, to Friday. It ain't gonna rain. Okay. It's not gonna rain. It ain't gonna rain. This, you know, Mother Nature is her own, you know, her own boss without question, but.
Right.
You know, I don't believe it's going to rain. I just, you know, it's supposed to rain, I think, Friday late, like late Friday, up until Saturday morning, and then it's supposed to be over with. So, I think it's going to be some good action down there. I really do believe it's going to be some pretty good action. So, time will tell. We shall see. I think everybody gone though. A lot of people I know, they was on that highway this morning. So it should be very interesting. I heard they locked Chuck and somebody from down south. They locked
yeah,
in
seen that
Saturday.
Flyer.
Huh?
I've seen that flyer on
the Yeah, you saw it? Of course, Tate from the guys from Florida, Tate against Young Money, Scrap versus Vine, Terrio versus Zay, Vine versus Vic, Big Time Racing. Who else is it? 2-2. And his countless, he got 4 or 5 races locked in. I don't even know all the people. I can't even name all the people, but yeah, countless. He got four races locked in Friday and Saturday. I know one of them is against Witt, I believe, Friday with Shorty. Shouty. I'm trying to think who else, who are we missing? Jeremiah, they rescheduled. Him and Vaughn rescheduled. I'm not sure about him and Leon. I'm not sure about that one. I don't think that one. They may have rescheduled that one also.
Rescheduled, but still at that race, or just rescheduled?
No. They rescheduled for June 5th. Vaughn and Jeremiah, they scheduled for the race June 5th.
Okay.
For our race, they said we're going to do it at home. So that one I know they locked in for. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I can't think. There's something else. I can't think. But, yeah, it should be some good action. It should be pretty good. What you got, Mouse? Let me see. And I'm going to go to this board.
Let's see. Sunday, I was at in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. You sure was. What happened out there? I couldn't get out there. I was working.
First off, it was a big cleanup.
Yeah, what was that about? Yeah. They say somebody went out there and just poured oil on the street. What the hell? Now, I know ain't no police went and poured no oil on the street. Somebody else.
Whoever it was, they put it all across the starting line, man. Side to side.
Oh, yeah, purpose driven. Yeah, they did it purpose.
Oh, yeah. So I seen the video this morning of the guy that came out there, the first guy that found it.
Uh-huh.
So I went on out there and donated my three big bags of oil dry, and it started
to
heat it up. Yeah.
Oh, man.
They had torches.
That's what's happening.
BHT, a broom. They had it all.
Uh-huh. They were doing their job.
Yeah.
Did they have any oil dry before you got out there?
I didn't see none.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I seen none afterwards either.
Really?
I brought some big bags.
Uh-huh. Well,
it might have been like.
If they don't, I appreciate it for them. I'm gonna have to tell the young guys. What's happening? I'm sure somebody should have said something.
Still looking out for him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is true.
Still looking out for
him. This is true. I know, you know, the street, I what do I want to say? It would be, what do I want to say?
95% of us came from the street, so I just gave back.
Let me say this. I would much, much rather them do it at the racetrack.
Simply
because it's safer. You know, it's more safe for them to do it at the track. You don't have to worry about the police. You don't have to worry about no cars pulling out. You don't have to, you know, though, as far as that's concerned. But
yeah,
it is just, that's where I come from. I love it. I couldn't tell no story and say it's not exciting on the street. It is. It is what it is. It is something about it. I can't even front. It's just something about it. But, you get older, you're supposed to do better, I guess, in a sort of sense. You're supposed to, try to do better. How about that? I ain't going to say, it is what it is, but, every chance you get a chance to go and do it at the racetrack where you don't have to worry with that, I suggest that. How about that? But I ain't going to never tell, man, man, you shouldn't do this, man. I've been there, done that, so I understand and I know all about it. So all I can do is just, kind of give them just as much instruction as as much as they'll receive. Be careful. Huh?
I said, just lead them to water.
Hey, man, if you get a chance, but, it ain't nothing like it. I still love it. I couldn't even tell you I don't. I do. I sure do. But man, that's all right what you did. That's sure all right. That's all right. Man, let me go to the board. Ain't nobody in but Q. Everybody at the racetrack right now. Kid, what's happening?
What's going on, Big Sham?
Man, not a thing, brother Kid. Talk to me.
Looks like all the boys from Chicago been down the track.
Man, those people was out they down there. They down there. They show down there.
Yeah, they down there, but they ain't getting down the track. But that was before the sun went down, though.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been working all day. I ain't had a chance to see none yet. I guess I can go to it.
I seen a video by Cal.
Chuck locked in with Jawbreaker.
Jawbreaker. I could not think of that name. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it should be interesting to say the least.
Tate's Bigfoot. I don't think that race is gonna get off. I don't think the boys left out of Florida. I don't think they're coming.
Oh,
Mustang,
really?
You supposed to race Friday? Yeah, I don't think they're coming.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but from what I gather, They ain't coming.
Okay. Well, all we can do is wait and see.
Yep. So when you pull it out?
I don't know. I'm trying to get out of here sometime tonight, tomorrow. I'm trying to make my way.
How is that?
I'm trying to make my way.
Yep. Pull out in the morning around about 5. And I put me down there around about 2 o'clock. Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, well, we gonna try to make our way, man. We're going to try to make our way.
Yeah, well, the weather hold out with all this shit they got locked in. It should be a good show.
Yeah, it should be. I think so. I think it's going to, like I say, you know, we going to have to try to speak things into existence. It's not going to rain. I always say that. Even my own events, I try to stay as positive, been in that predicament. I never thought I was praying that I never would have to, but like last year and the year before, I caught it kind of. Every year it's always that chance, but last year was the first time that we ever had to just really, like, man, I had to cancel because it was overwhelming. And lo and behold, it rained all day. So I was happy for that. Just, man, it was worth it. All day. So,
we're gonna speak it.
It's not gonna rain.
Supposed to rain down the Friday night, late in the night. And
right.
Then after sun come up, it should be Saturday. It should
be
good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's what we hoping for. Oh well. Do anybody got anything? Y'all, what y'all got?
I was gonna say,
it's quite a few people on here. I just what do you say, Mouse?
I said if it do rain down there, at least they got the equipment to get it dry.
Yeah. They're gonna get it together.
Yeah. Bobby said they got a jet dryer down there. You can have
Hold on, Kid and Mouse, y'all do something. I'll be right back.
Yeah. And then he can let all the goddamn spectators run up and down the track till they drive.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they got enough dualies in the parking lot.
Yeah. That's what they used to do back in the olden days. Got them in the track, get wet, send the spectators and shit all down there in their cars. They'll dry it up.
Yes. And that jet drive. That's the job by itself.
Yeah. Yep. They're supposed to have their own.
It should be a hell of a turnout.
Yeah. Yep.
I've seen
Candy Crusher
down there.
Yeah, Candy Crusher down there. David Reese down there with a blue cobalt.
Oh, okay.
Shit. Tate the Great, goddammit, down there looking pretty slick there.
Now, is that are they doing radio prep on that track?
Yeah, he hired a guy to come in.
Okay.
Mass Traction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's there because I saw him checking out the track.
Okay.
I think he starts work tomorrow.
I seen the video of
Terrio
trying to make a test pass.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell, but it looked like
Terrio
don't put drag radios on his car.
I don't know, whatever it is. Goddamn it, he pooting and popping. That ain't gonna whoops, eh?
Oh, no.
So I hope he gets it straightened out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, he probably got maybe 20 to 24 hours to finish straight.
Yeah. Yep. Time will tell. This time tomorrow will be a whole lot. It's gonna be a whole lot of hurt, folks.
Yeah. Definitely.
Gonna
be a whole bunch of long
faces. You gonna make the trip down there?
Oh, no, man, I wanted to, but my son got a football game Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So I can't miss that.
Yep.
if he didn't, I'd be down. But I don't have to work this weekend. So that was
yeah.
perfect time.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I think it's another race coming up after that. What is it, May 1st for Whip in Holly Springs?
I'm not for sure. Yeah, I'm not
yeah,
for
I think
sure.
I've seen that on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's whatever it is, the last day of this month, the first day of this month.
Yep. Well, I guess next week the weather's supposed to start changing. Shit, they talking about down to 80
yeah.
degrees Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Man,
I think it's supposed to be
some
70,
fucked up ass
70
weather.
Monday and 82.
Yeah, you got damn pneumonia weather.
2 days ago. Definitely, yeah. You never lied on that. Never. Hot, cold, hot, cold.
Yeah. Glad I got my flu shot early in the year.
Oh, yeah. I just, two, three days before it snowed, cut my grass for the first time this year. I never thought it would snow after that.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, they're supposed to have a shootout also, right?
Yeah, they got three of them.
Three, okay. Let's get, is all of them scheduled on the same day? The Saturday? Or
I think so.
Friday
I think, yeah.
Okay.
I think they all scheduled for Saturday.
Okay.
Yep. I guess goddamn the Ghostbuster will be hitting, hitting town in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Tony Bynes and all the rest of them boys. I don't guess they tried to make it there tonight. They wait till in the morning to get there.
I guess now there's really no there's no class for the 29s no more, is it?
No, you don't hear too much
everything
about them.
Is, yeah, everything is 28 or 275.
Yep. And then they're trying to go too fast on them.
You know, they'll be switching to a, I forgot what the next step on the 275 is. I think it's like 235, which is like, you can only put that on like a 10-inch rim.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, yeah, it's like a, basically like a 26-inch slip.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it flying on that side. Any word on, 41 was supposed to be redoing, well, not redoing the track, but resurfacing.
Yeah. I don't know how much they done did so far. But, yeah, they had been started that. Yeah, they doing some improvements, you know, like I said, but, you know, you can't do it overnight. It takes time.
Oh, no. This is,
you can't knock
progress.
Them. Yeah, you can't knock
trying.
Them. They trying.
Yeah.
Yep, resurface the track. Get some more lights and shit out there.
Yeah.
Take care of the washrooms.
I wish they'd get that shower in there going, so when they had these.
I think they
events,
did. They did.
Know.
They did.
Oh, they
did.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I think when they have a bigger... when they have bigger meets and shit, they're supposed to have porta potties and shit out there.
Okay.
And I think they are resurfaced, you know, when you come off the road and turn in there to go and go pay to get in.
Yeah,
I think they done asphalted that. Yeah, I think they done asphalted that.
Or they got that asphalt grind.
I think they asphalted.
Oh, okay. That's even better. Used to
yep.
come in there, man. It'd be dusty as hell.
Dusty, rocks and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they said now they're going to have the spectators coming in a different entrance as the racers.
Oh, okay.
Thought I read that.
Well,
What happened, y'all? Is Vaughn all right?
What happened, Terrio?
All right. What happened?
That they said that Vaughn wrecked his car. That's what Lenny just told me.
I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
That must have happened in
the last
3 hours.
Yeah, they said Lenny just told me Vaughn tore up gunplay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I ain't heard nothing about it. Got to try to call Brian and them, Fred and them. They all down there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
somebody
that's probably live.
You planning on going down there, Terrio, or are you just going to send the car and money down there? Oh, you're going tomorrow?
Okay. The car down there, the money.
Yeah,
the
I
money
saw your
car
down there.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here about 5 o'clock in the morning. That'll put us down there, goddamn, around about 2 or 3.
Right.
What's on the track?
What's going to happen, man? Five o'clock. They said the track go hot. They said go hot 6. That's what Bobby Cole said yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm back. What
I had to do to my house. Terrio. They said that that Vaughn tore up the car.
What?
Yeah, that's what Lenny just told.
Is he all right?
Yeah, well, that's what Lenny said. He said
he was okay.
Said that he okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
Yeah, said just tore it up. Was on the best pass he had, and said the brakes or something locked up on him. That's what he said.
Oh, my goodness, Greg.
Yeah.
Was he all right? Was he all right?
Yeah, said that. Mm-hmm. Said that. That's all you got to do is fist the front end.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, man. What else y'all got? What y'all got? Y'all got something?
Jeez, just about it. ain't nobody called from down there. I don't think they had no racing down there tonight. No way, though.
Oh, everybody just trying to get hit. Out in the day.
They're just trying to make a hit.
A lot different from the old school kid. A lot different.
Yeah. Yeah, it
hey,
is.
Kid.
Yeah.
I ain't just trying to say it, that this talking shit. And you know I ain't lying. Hey, motherfucker ain't go to the track to make no hits, did they?
No, huh?
A motherfucker go to the track. You going to battle, ain't you, kid?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, things have, you know, they done changed. You know, it's not like it was back in the 70s and 80s.
No, it ain't like when you was out there burning and everybody out there. You know it ain't like that.
Nope. We would be out on the street all night, goddamn it, on the Friday, goddamn it, and go to the track on Saturdays and Sundays. 24 hours.
I'm saying like this, like what Sam was just saying, people making test hits and shit. Back in the day, it was no test hits.
No.
Test hit on the first and last.
No, definitely not out there on the streets. You couldn't make no motherfucking catch it. You have to be going to jail. You better hope like hell you got your rabbit foot in your pocket, goddamn it, and you go and make a decent pay.
Kid. Hello, kid.
Yep.
Let me rephrase you. Let me remember you. You remember when me, you, Vernon, all of us went to the jail to kill Billy? Hey. Y'all left. Let me tell you what y'all did. Y'all left. Y'all saw the police coming. Y'all got the fuck out of Dodge. Hey, kid, y'all was long gone.
Yep.
And then them bitches go find y'all.
Man, we were halfway back
to
Chicago.
Remember that like yesterday. Hey, I'm going to tell you. I was running Vernon White Monte Carlo.
Yep.
And that we was on my son Klein.
Yep.
And them motherfuckers, that y'all saw the police and y'all took off. I'm loaded back up on the trailer. They went and got y'all and brought y'all back to the police station.
Yep.
I was like, how the fuck they catch them?
It was dark out there, goddamn, and motherfuckers didn't know where they were going. It was pitch black. You couldn't see shit. I hate Klein Avenue
yeah.
today. This old motherfucking dog
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, I remember
yep,
that like
those,
yesterday, man.
Yep, those were the good old days, though.
Yep. I had my Camaro and y'all had that white Monte Carlo.
Yep.
Yeah, boy.
Yep. Not like it was back in the days. Speed out on Damon and Fulton, goddamn it, all motherfucking night, Saturday night. Then get up, leave straight from Damon and Fulton, go right to the US 30.
Well, I had to pull the Muhammad Ali that yesterday. I could see if it worked.
Oh, man.
You know what's Ali? You know what's Ali?
What's Muhammad Ali,
Serial? You remember once Ali went in front of the listening house and called him out and did
yeah,
all that on
yeah.
the bus and all that? That's how I did Zay. That's how I did Zay Punk ass yesterday.
Oh,
oh man.
Yep.
Because
he said he wasn't going.
Unbelievable. Oh,
yeah.
Man, oh, man. Let me see. What else y'all? What? Man, so y'all talk
so,
to me.
What they got? I think that you got the lockup for Vine and Scrap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I guess if he can't go, I guess he moves that lockup.
Yeah, if he can't race.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, Scrap, you know, I don't know what he going to do, but Scrap is, I like Scrap, you know. He might, you know, I don't know what he going to tell him. I really don't know.
Yeah. It all depends on
but,
how slick Von been talking to him, you know. It all depends.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
this is a different circumstance. This is, you know, when you crash a car. You ain't hurt, but you still crash a car.
That don't mean shit.
I ain't gonna say it. I said it's predicated on the person, you know, just depends, you know,
yep.
what he, you know, how he want to deal with it.
Right.
Depends on how much shit been talked to.
Right, that's what I'm talking
there
about.
There you go. Because, see, I'm following Scrap Lead because, see, that me and Vaughn got $1,000 bet. Pay the way the pot pay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but, well, the pot didn't pay, though.
Huh?
The pot didn't pay.
No. We got paid the way the punk outpaid. If the punk outpaid.
Oh, okay. See, no, that ain't what you said at first. That's why I said that.
Yeah, but.
You said
yeah.
the pot.
But that's. Yeah, but we got. Whoever paid the punk out, lose some money. If we
okay,
got that with Zay, too.
Okay. Oh.
If I paid the punk out with Zay, I got 500 with Vaughn.
Okay.
I owe Vaughn 500. Zay pay. He owe me 5.
Unbelievable is all I can say.
Yeah.
I'm glad he ain't hurt. I ain't heard nothing yet. I'm assuming I'm gonna hear about it, but I'm just going by what you said. I'm just glad he not hurt.
I got a phone call.
Yeah,
that's
what Lenny told me.
They say he's walking around, so he ain't. I don't think.
Oh, so he good then? If he walking around.
Only thing that might be hurt is his feelings. That's about it.
Yeah. No, all man. Whew. Yeah, this is true.
Well, these cars know they ain't nothing but missiles, man.
Well, what else y'all got? Anybody got some? I don't have none. I promise I ain't got none today. I'm tired. Man, you know how you just work? I don't know. You work yourself. I promise.
Hell yeah.
Just man. I done worked myself. I done worked it.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Sam.
Man. So, somebody got something. Y'all come on with it. Y'all got something, Terry O, Mouth, Kid, whoever. Y'all got something.
Y'all.
Come on with it.
I ain't got nothing, Sam.
I'm just waiting to hear what happens with this weekend from Memphis.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Hey,
Mouse. If I ain't do what I did yesterday, then me and that pump wouldn't be racing, man.
let's see.
It wouldn't have happened. Huh? Hell no, I put him on blast, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I put him on blast. No, because, you know, he said he wasn't going. He said it was showing rain, but everybody was saying, if we locked in, if Sam have an event, me and you lock in. And Sam don't cancel the race. Me and
you
need to be there. If I don't come,
yeah.
Right, and that's what everybody told that man.
If it's pouring down raining, you still got to be in that parking lot. As long
that's what everybody told him. That's what he said. That everybody told him, only one that could cancel the race was Bobby Cole.
Yeah.
He said, fuck it, he ain't going.
Right.
Bobby Cole got on the phone. Dog and Bobby Cole, they had a special show at 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
They said what you just said. And then I said, hey, man, let me tell y'all something. Y'all call that man King Zabo. That man's a bitch. That's Queen Zabo. I said, man, hey, once I told him that what was going on, changed the whole outlook of the thing. No,
yeah.
I ain't going. Well, take it out of my pockets. I ain't going to do that, man. It ain't that serious, man.
No, well, I didn't want to get in. I didn't want to get into that. Because if the race had not been canceled, both of y'all are supposed to be there.
Meeting everybody told him.
Yep.
Everybody said that. But you know what? Get your ass down there Friday and that we'll lock in. This is what he tell me. He said, well, I said, okay, then. We're going to change the race to Friday then. You owe the 500. I ain't giving no 500. It's a new lock in. I ain't doing that. I said, oh, you don't want to pay the 500. You just talking shit. That's when Bobby Cole and them come in. They say, hey, man. Do you want to race that man's A? The man at the table said, yeah. Bobby Cole and him said, well, we're going to give him the 500 then. We're going to give it to him. That's how the race got off.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you, Terrio, I would have me a DP man on any goddamn race I can come up with.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, you got to put that money.
I don't give a shit what it is. Yep, I don't give a shit what it is. You can cut down a whole lot of confusion. But I don't know nothing about racing, so I can't, you know, tell you what to do. Because y'all got them in arguing for damn near 2 hours before y'all got them ahead of lock in. Man.
Well, yeah, everybody quiet tonight.
Yep.
Everybody quiet.
There really ain't nothing going on. Damn near everybody's either en route or goddamn it, they're down there at the race.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, this is true. Well, if y'all ain't got nothing, man, we're gonna cut it short tonight. I'm gonna cut it short.
Right, I'm gonna go get me a nap where I can get on up in the morning, Sam. I'll see you down there. Yep,
There go Vic. Now come on with it, Vic.
Oh, Vic.
Hello? What up with it?
Yeah, what's that?
What's going on?
Running this highway down.
Oh, you on the highway.
Vic on the road.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is true.
I'll see you down there, Vic. I'm leaving out in the morning.
All right, well, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm on my way.
Yep.
Be careful, man. All these people on the highway, man, y'all be careful out there on the highway, man. Everybody be careful, especially
at night. See, them motherfucking deers, man. Them motherfucking deers. That's what traveling at night has me worried.
Oh. Yeah. 57
miles. Yep.
I should have had somebody come on and pray for everybody,
safe journey. Don't forget to do the speed limit, goddamn it, down there around Cairo, Vic. Because they're strictly be hiding out. They definitely be hiding out.
I'm cruising.
Yes, sir. They call that Pulaski. They call that Pulaski County.
Unbelievable.
Yes, sir. You tip through there like you do a tulip.
Yeah, this is true. What you got, Vic? Come on with it. Man, I'm gonna cut the show shit. Don't nobody want got nothing to talk about tonight.
Everybody blowing the tires, man.
Oh yeah, they did. That's why I was telling Sham they wouldn't get down the track. But and you got a race locked in with Vaughn?
Oh shit.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, Vaughn might not be able to race. He done crashed his car.
He crashed his car?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, damn. He's all right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as we know.
Oh, man, I don't wish that on nobody.
Yep.
Yeah, no, nobody. Yeah, they say you're all right, though.
That's
okay.
This is true.
As long as he's all right, I'm all right. Yeah, they say he's walking around from, I think that's what Mouse said. They say he's walking around and stuff. He's all right. Yeah.
Walking around,
yeah.
His feelings might be hurt, but he
all
right.
Yeah,
yep.
This is true.
I hope he fixes it. I want to cut his gas down his old head off.
Oh,
man.
I hope it ain't too bad.
Yep. Oh, baby. I had to go over there to Garris, goddammit, and get Mississippi Joe, goddammit, a can of popcorn. She was hiding the motherfucker. I called him and told him. I said, "Hey Joe, goddamn popcorn, $65." He said, "Well, go ahead on and get it." I said, "Okay, I just want you to know."
Oh man, Sensei, your mic is open.
That Gary is now cheap.
Yeah, I see that.
My question is that if I'm not mistaken, Vaughn got like 3 or 4 races locked in, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vic, Stroud. That's 2.
That's 2 right there.
The other boy, the boy from down there too. I forgot the guy.
Somebody down the other way.
Yeah, somebody down there. Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we won't go with our self-trap. But in reality, him walking around, he could still be hurt.
It all depends on how hard it was. You know, it all depends on how hard the impact was.
Happens all the time.
As he was walking around, it was getting worse and worse. He got to the point to where he couldn't walk a car without grabbing a car. Trying to hold himself. And then they'll just insist on taking him to the doctor when they got home. They got to the doctor. The doctor told him he's a walking dead man. Didn't know it. He's having an aneurysm. Didn't even know it.
Well, we speak in that, and we speak in that in the existence that he all right.
He okay, right.
Yeah, he is all right.
Yes, sir. You're hardcore on that, so it's a great possibility he will be okay. So.
Yeah, he okay. Oh, man. Yeah.
But it, what I understand, they need to move all the race up to the Maya, isn't it?
A lot of, well, no, not all of them, but only one I know that was moved was Terry on Zay. I don't know if anybody else moved another race. I'm not sure, but that's the only one I know that they moved from Saturday to Friday.
It wasn't looking good weather-wise.
I'm sure
Rory didn't take that comment. I had all the world of being, man, I just knew I was going to make it. This one missed last year due to the pandemic.
Oh, you ain't going to be able to make it?
No, I got some family issues tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
You know my brother-in-law knows me. You don't know.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry to hear that, Brother Sensei. Mr. called me today. Yeah, he told me that. Is it in Chicago?
Yeah, the shrimp is going to be on Madison and Costner at our home church.
Oh, okay. Okay.
From the northwest hand corner.
Okay.
The visitation is going to be tomorrow, and I don't know where. For some reason, they hadn't informed me where I'm going tomorrow. I know that the weight and the trim are going to be there. And then the reason it's going to be
okay.
And it's funny, but my mom and wife had just went and got him that Friday evening and brought him in. I said, I'm going to let Norm ride with me tomorrow. And I said, man, he ain't going to ride in this truck no 8-9 hours. I'll just grab him when I come back.
I get two and a half hours out.
And my phone started jumping. The wife and the daughter calling and saying he was gone. And you know what those things say? You know, I heard you said before, you said I'm always giving you Bible scriptures. You know, the Bible says, man knows not the time nor the hour when he shall appear. And that is living proof right there.
Trust me. I know all about it. I know all about it, Brother Sensei.
I crawled in bed that night. I heard him snowing. I'm like, I heard him that night. I'm listening to him. And that morning, he gone. Just that quick.
Yeah, this is true. Man, I'm sure. Well, I ain't going to say everybody, but, yeah, I have experienced it. I know all about it. My sister did me that way last year. Well, year before last now. It's been, drove myself to the hospital on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, I don't feel good. I'm going to drive up here. You want me to go up there? No. If something happened, I'll let you know. Get up there. I promise you, an hour and a half. She wasn't there an hour and a half, and she died. I said, wait a minute, hold on. She can't be dead. Can't be dead. Ain't no way you're going to tell me. Sure, man. Said if she would have stayed, she was at my house. If she would have stayed at home, because she was in the bed all day, and I was like, man, what is going on? She's like, I just don't feel good. I knew something was wrong, but not to that extreme. I never would have thought it would have been that extreme. But that's how I go. So get yourself together. Yourself together. I always say, if you don't know how to pray, you better learn how, because what you say, you don't know the hour.
You know, and it's funny because we get on these shows, man, they talk so crazy to each other, and they call it having fun. And I recall you just last week asking Chemo, what is going too far? Did you go too far? Not so much was it, but was you going too far? I remember you just last week. And we do this stuff on these shows and just don't know. You're not guaranteed the next nanosecond.
No, you are not.
I pray all the time that these guys in this race game will find them another way to have fun. Because you can still race. They need to find them another way to have fun and play it the way they do, because what they do is not fun. And you know what hurts? I did this one. This is a really hurt one here. I had it happen to me. I got mad at an uncle of mine. And I got mad at him. And the Bible tells you not to lay down with wrath, which is nothing but anger. The Bible tells you don't go to bed with that. The Bible tells you if you have an altar against your brother, you're supposed to straighten it out. Well, I didfessed. I allowed it to fester and let it ride. And I got a call one morning that says, you need to get out of here. I think your uncle has expired. Now, I don't have the opportunity to straighten it out with him now. So he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to turn this into no church show. But
oh,
one,
man.
You know, it's
wrong,
man. Oh, man. It
really is. No, it's funny. I said that. I understand, Brother D. It's sensei. Sometimes, you know, if one person, it might be one person that need to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes mm-hmm. it just, you know, so I don't take it light. You know, the show sometimes it could go in any kind of direction that you want. You don't even intend for it to go that way, but. You know, sometimes it will. But, yeah, I hear you, Brother Sensei. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that. You know, that is going on. You know, sometimes somebody just has to, what do you want to say? You know, jugging always it goes with racing, but, I believe how you jug is one thing. You know, certain people you play with, you know, and that's, you know, you play with them like that or whatever. But,
you know,
I don't know.
The Bible says a little laughter is good for the soul. So God wants you to have fun. He wants you to laugh and have fun. It's just when you cross and laugh and going overboard with it. See, me, myself, I mean, everybody's different. But don't you know, I don't think I could live with myself if I said something very derogatory about your mother and then she passed. How would I live with myself? How would I even be able to look at you and call you an associate of mine? That's not what I'm talking about, a friend of mine. I could even call you an associate of mine, just knowing what I see. Oh, I was just joking. It's one thing to tell a joke. It's another thing to tell a joke that I feel it like a joke. Some things just don't feel like jokes.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I don't even want to touch it. Sensei. I'm listening. I promise. I'm just listening.
I'm not gonna keep having it, man.
You have to be open to receive certain things. You know, sometimes if you're not open to it, then it'll go right past you. But sometimes, you know, or even if you ain't open, if you sometimes you don't, you might not. What do I want to say?
Well, you may not.
If you hear it,
it may resonate with you later.
Yeah, exactly. You hear it, exactly. Sometimes you need it. If you hear it, then it'll resonate with you, and it might change your, you know. Essentially, Sensei, this show, I always said that I wanted the show to not change, but give you another view. Sometimes, I mean, I know I have learned so many things from the show, what people have said. That's why I always tell people to participate in the conversation, you know, not necessarily being argumentative, but just, you know, especially when we have a topic or we're talking about something specific. And I may have been thinking about it one way, especially about racing. You know, you think about things one way, and then somebody says something, and it just resonates like, wait a minute, that makes sense to me. So it mm-hmm. will, you know, mm-hmm. give you another viewpoint. And, I mean, it could be about racing. It could be about, you know, whatever, you know. It could be about several different things. So, yeah, you know, you have to.
You know, one of the things that gets me, Sensei, is how people don't believe. But you ever stop to think about it? And sometimes I get to talk, I scare people. And people don't understand, I do it purposely because I want to scare you. I want to scare you straight into scare straight. That's what I be trying to do sometimes. But watch this here. You ever notice how everything you imagine, the Bible has already foretold it? Now, it's funny. You just said some people may not hear it and some will. You know what the Bible said about that? The Bible said, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear. See, and what he's saying is that you may not hear. You may hear it today, but you may understand it later. Some of you said by and by, you'll understand it by and by. Well, that's down the road, you know, and that's what you just stated. It's just, there's nothing, man don't seem to understand, there's nothing under the sun that's new. So says Jesus the Christ. Everything that man imagined has already been foretold in them 66.
Hmm.
With that being said, now watch this here, Sensei. With that being said, if you truly don't believe, try reading, you'll start believing. If you truly do believe, why not change your ways? Okay, Sensei, that's enough.
Oh, man. You know, like I say, you know, somebody will be like, man, oh, my goodness, this is terrible. Or somebody else may be saying, man, I needed to hear that. You know, somebody else might be saying, man, I never heard that, or I never thought about it that way. So, I mean, you get a little bit of everything, you know, with the people that's on the mic that's listening right now. You know, take it for what it's worth. That's all I can say. You know, sometimes, like I say, you just have to have an open mind. You know, sometimes you don't even be looking. Like I didn't even. It's very few times, but that I really don't particularly want to come on the show. Sometimes I'm tired. Sometimes I'm just, you know, just defeated. Don't feel like it. But nonetheless, I still, you know, I have a support group, I guess, listeners, you know, that man, they, you know, just when I say I don't want to go on, somebody call me and they be like, man, you gotta go, you know, what we talking about tonight? Oh, I got this. Yeah, you know, so.
Okay, but Sensei, check this out, Sensei, check this out. Yeah, I know, so I'm gonna stop. Watch this here. You get weary in the work. You should never get weary of the work. You know what that is, Sensei?
Come on with it.
That's biblical. See, you get weary of what you're doing. You get tired of going to work, but you never get tired of working. Because, you know,
right.
This is how you support yourself. This is how you support your wife. This is how you support
right.
your kids. This is how you be. This is how you flourish and do the things that you. So you get weary in it, but you never get weary of it. Well, that's biblical. I say again, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything has been foretold. There's no way that I would allow myself to continue to live a sinful, right gut life, knowing that this man sits on the phone with his brothers and tells us all this stuff that has already been told before we even dream of doing it. The Bible says he know my thoughts. So he know my thinking before I start thinking. There's no way I could. I'm gonna leave it off.
Oh man, well you in now, Sensei? Don't stop now. You all, man, ain't no need of stopping. You might as well go on to finish the thought, because I mean, you in now.
I got to leave it alone because see, if I keep going, someone might want to hear it.
if I keep going. If I keep going, someone might look in the mirror and ask the Lord, how do I change my ways? Because the Bible tells me he that can, in Romans 10 and 9 says, if you just confess with the mouth and believe in the heart, you wouldn't do the things that you wouldn't say, you wouldn't act the way you wouldn't want to. Oh, man, he said he opened the floodgates of heaven, just pour you out blessings. We think we got to go out here and get our blessings. We can't do nothing. We don't own nothing, and we are nothing. You ever know, I'm going to watch this here. My brother-in-law just the other day deceased. My wife called me, and she said, he's so stiff. Now, since you ever, as a kid, you ever take a stick and just go round and round and round in the dirt, and you ever notice how hard that dirt is? You ever notice that? And the reason for that is because, watch this here now, he's so stiff. See, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Dirt you came and dirt you return. That dirt gets stiff. And the deeper we used to take and pour water in it to try and loosen it up. But the more you dig, the deeper it gets, the stiffer it gets. Oh, his body gets so stiff. Nothing is new under the sun. How do you not serve a man that can tell you all things before it becomes? Knew your ending before your beginning. Oh, I don't want to turn this into no prayer show. Y'all tune that too. We're going to do this too. But we need to change our ways. But we can still have fun. We need to make some changes. And look here, since I know you heard this, we're told you charity starts at home and spreads abroad. Oh, we got Kimo call. Let me bring Kimo in. I know he's here.
Y'all still there? Mouse?
You say we got,
yes.
You say what?
I didn't make it that you
hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on mute, Kimo. I think my baby's going to be loud as ever.
All right. Shorty to the front, baby. They say shorty to the front, Bro D.
Well, Kamala Harris should be a front. She's a vice president. Man,
Kamala Harris, I'm talking about shorty, baby.
Oh, you said, I'm going to tell you something like Worcester. Hold on. I got a call.
Who would that say?
Unbelievable.
Hey, Sam, you
ain't
at the race?
No, I had to work, Kimo.
Oh, okay.
I had to work.
Oh.
Come on, Gerald. Your mic
is
open.
Ask his ass why come he ain't at the race, Sam. He's talking about you ain't there. Ask him why he ain't there. Damn. Hey, nigga, I done placed my bets already.
What up, Gerald? Come on with it. Talk to me.
Heading down this road. Going down this
you
road.
You on that road? Oh, yeah. Everybody. On their way.
I'm already in Missouri. I'm already in Missouri.
All right. Be careful out there, brother.
What's going on?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nothing.
Why you ain't there?
Vic back.
I'm
Vic,
here,
you back?
Mind, body, and soul, motherfucker. Okay.
Kimo, you going to Lapeer Sunday? Kimo, you going to Lapeer Sunday?
I'm going up there for shit.
Have they got a race up there?
No, I don't throw no races.
Oh, okay.
Hey, kid, I see they caught the guy that killed that 7-year-old girl, huh?
Oh, they caught him?
Yeah, they said the Eisenhower down and got one of the suspects.
Oh, man. I hope so. I hope they catch that joker. Man.
They caught him and shot him twice. He got shot multiple times in the arm.
Oh, he tried to shoot at the police? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that wasn't
the police that's
shot
what happened
him. And the Eisenhower, they said Eisenhower was shut down.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was him? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
man. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'll fuck around here and goddamn it, blow a motherfucking head gasket.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Let me see what they talking about.
Oh man.
I'm surprised ain't nobody went live and said nothing about what's going on about Vine or anything.
Man,
get
that motherfucking gangster Vine on, man. I need to know what the fuck he's doing down there.
He didn't throw up his car, man.
Yeah, Von crashed the car.
They're going to fix it. You don't crash Leon the man.
Oh, man.
You want to bet that he don't, you don't want to bet that they don't have it ready for that race, do you?
I don't know, man.
Me and D was talking about that. Sometimes you just don't know if you'll ever see another day. They might pull a rabbit out their ass, baby. You don't know.
Oh, man. Not the Houdini.
So you mean if the front end of the car was tore up, you wouldn't want to check the steering or whatever before you go into a race at high speed? Maybe it's saying to live another day.
You ain't the one to talk about nut setting a motherfucking time.
Why come I'm not? Whenever I ever wrecked the car and then tried to race it.
You know the transmission was fucked up and you ain't trying to set a motherfucking time.
No, I didn't.
On that goddamn.
The transmission wasn't leaking. The valve cover was where the oil had got on the handle, dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not getting ready to go there with you tonight. I'm
asking you a question, young man.
No, I don't know. I'm the dumb one. I'm Mr. Illiterate. I don't know. I'm not going there with you tonight, motherfucker. You win. I put the white flag up with you tonight.
Oh, man, not to surrender.
I put all my energy in that bitch-ass Zay yesterday to get him to go. So I don't have no fight for Kimo tonight. Kimo win.
Them boys finna entangle down there, ain't they?
I don't know if they're going to do too much tonight.
Yeah, I'm just upset that we couldn't come down and friends on nothing.
Lil Will ain't gonna make the trip.
Nah, we ain't gonna make it.
Yet. Hell no, nah, man. You know, Kimo and Lil Will ain't doing nothing but yapping. When the last time you seen Kimo out with a car? 8 years ago. I'm on mute.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Terrio. I don't have no friends like you to put their whole goddamn. Stuff in my car, so you know I gotta take it as I get it, baby.
Well, change your ways. You might get some friends like me, motherfucker. Stop starting shit too much.
So you want me be a yes, nigga?
Nope. Why would you have to be that?
That's what you be when you settle for anything.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir, boss.
I don't think so, Timo. So you are telling me that Shorty gets his way? So much by being a yes nigga. I'd be on mute.
We weren't talking about Shorty. We just talking about
talking about people in general. Right. Uh-huh. People in general. And I just picked them out of the crowd. That's all. You said people put that shit in my car. And I said you should change your ways, motherfucker. You said you ain't got friends that would do that.
And I said, you should change your ways here.
What do you want? What's the way I got to change? How do I have to change, Sherry?
Stop starting so much shit and have everybody that want to just fuck with you and just be chemo. But I guess you wouldn't be chemo if you didn't start shit. So you in the catch 22. Yep.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't down there manning the grill?
In the morning.
You getting ready to go?
In the morning, chemo.
He going down there for the bitch show. We're going to be down there for the bitch show.
Yep.
Oh.
This is all warm-up shit.
Yeah, but yeah, you should have been down there prepping the food and shit.
It's already prepped.
They say they ain't going to let you collect the money no more, though.
Oh, okay.
See how you starting shit? See how you starting? See how you just got to be chemo, right?
Terrio,
you just
Terrio.
Got to start shit. Huh?
Terrio,
huh?
You don't pay no motherfucker like that no mind, man.
Yeah, I know. Yep, he got to be chemo.
That's right, Terry.
That's the Motor City chemo.
The old Tatum made a blast, baby.
Oh, he done made a hit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What I hear, Tate made a hit, but they said that goddamn... What they call that car?
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, they say, well, Wesley, get on down there pretty nifty.
Yeah, it looked like I saw him make a decent hit. They out of
mm-hmm.
Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
That's Young Money car?
No. Nah, that's a Young Money car, but he ain't from Detroit.
He out of New York, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That picture
oh, Mike
is
Hill
your
got
ass,
that thing.
Mr. Kimo.
Mike Hill got that damn thing working, don't he?
We got what thing working?
I got them Wesley Snipes.
Oh, I didn't know he was tuning on it. I know he's tuning on Candy Crush.
Yeah, I thought he tuned Wesley Snipes.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You mean tell me how I'm saying on here?
I got $1,000 bet with chemo. Damn, that's good. I forgot I got $1,000 bet with two chemo.
Oh, man.
I got 500 paid away to pot pay. The other five is to win. Like, I'm loving it.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with this stuff.
Have y'all made a couple of hits.
He done made a couple of hits, too. I love my chances. Fucking look at. Oh man, damn.
Yeah, but the only thing about it, Terry, don't pull one out of his ass, boy. I'm gonna pull your ass. I'm gonna pull your ass out.
Guess what? Guess what though? We all make money on this phone, sir. We all make money on this phone, sir. This shit ain't personal.
Got a point,
motherfucker,
man.
Look at it that way and just laugh and say, hey, get you next time. That's all.
Mm-hmm. See, chemo, I can take a loss. I don't mind about losing. I can take one. I'm a good loser, but I'm an excellent winner. Ooh, god damn.
Yeah, I hear you. Nah. Mm-hmm.
I think I saw Cut down there.
You know Cut down there, man. The hell you talking about? You think you saw Cut?
No, I'm not down there, so I don't know for sure.
Oh yeah. Cutty there now. Cutty there. Press, we ain't heard Shorty tonight. Shorty gotta be down there having a ball.
What?
Yeah, Shorty gotta be down there having a motherfucking
ball. No, I don't think Shorty down there yet.
Are you goddamn
right?
Shorty got down
Shorty
there
down
early
there.
In the morning, what man. You been watching? What the hell you been watching? Kid,
you saw Shorty?
Hell yeah, Shorty got down there early with them.
Oh, okay.
He ain't let you ride with him this time.
Uh-uh. I'm catching the Greyhound. I'm catching the Greyhound. I'm catching the Greyhound. It was already paid for.
Yeah, you ain't offering no gas money.
I didn't have to offer no gas money. He wasn't going in my direction.
Uh-uh. Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
And he let you stay in the hotel.
That was the wheels room.
Nah, I'm just talking shit, kid.
You know I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
Okay, let's go.
You left the show for 2 hours?
This motherfucking shit's out of here. This motherfucker, he'll get a motherfucking kid clean off the show. This motherfucker, man. No, we gonna get kicked off the show. Who lied to you, man?
I don't know.
They go, whoever lied, he all gonna get hung up.
Nigga, why you ain't down there yet?
Of he already, nigga. Of here.
Of
here already.
Yeah.
Of here. The track already.
I don't know why.
The car already at the track. He got to be there. I'm here already. I'm at the hotel. You know, let him kick up.
We ain't no little wheel from
he kicked back.
Program here. This is a real racing program, isn't it? R.D. What? Well, that goddamn Butte be ready. I want to see his Buick at first.
I'm about to be it.
I need to talk to
Pine.
He need to hurry up and get that goddamn gun
plate
fixed.
I ain't gonna fix it. He tore some shit, kid. You want the man to go back out there in town? That's probably why he tore some shit there. Say he had to bust some in the back end or something. Yeah.
Hey, Scrap, is he paying you? He gonna pay you to punk out?
I don't know, Terry. I ain't gonna bother him. I heard the man tore his car up, you know. I hate him towing up, but, you know. I mean, if he tore up bad like they say he is, I mean, if he make me wait till Saturday, I ain't gonna let him never ever again in life, Terry. I don't like this shit. You know, make me wait till now I gotta wait to run somebody else. You know?
What do you mean now?
I'm gonna just sit in the train. I mean, I'm going to just sit in the trailer, dude, to Saturday at 3 o'clock. I ain't going to race. I'm going to just sit in the trailer. I'm going to come straight off the trailer on his ass if he fixes it. You know?
Oh,
but
man.
They say he tore it up bad. They say he tore it up bad.
Yeah.
He make me wait.
If you make me wait, you know, I don't ever want to run it with you.
Right.
Because if I was a tall carry on, I would have just went on his pace. You know?
Say, man, I can't make the trip here.
I can't make the trip.
So that way.
I know you're going to run again.
That way there, you could go and travel around somebody else.
Right. Yeah, well, that's right. Like somebody else. And then we keep our rivals. Right. We keep our rivals.
That's why gentlemen
do. You don't want to mess it up, you know?
That's why gentlemen
do.
You don't want to mess
their rivals. That's what you, I got you. Exactly.
Because we got a good rival to go.
Well, that's how me and they had a good rivalry. Shit,
that once they pulled, they even messed it up. You don't want to run him no more after this. I mean, hey.
Yeah, I mean. Because it shouldn't have took that much. So I see what you're saying. If the man not going to run, he shouldn't make you wait. Well, you could go try to find some more action.
Right. Now, truthfully, if you do make me wait, I have to wait. Because that's the name of the game. You got to wait.
Right.
Amen.
Exactly.
I was just saying, you know. I don't
know. Hey, how much your punk out here? I paid him to get on your ass.
What up, Dre?
Since you called me out earlier, nigga, what you want? I'm on the way. I'm on the way, motherfucker.
Took you 8 years to pay $200.
I'm on the way, nigga. What
you
want to do?
You ain't going to pay no gangster if it took you goddamn 10 years
Say, man, let me tell you something, nigga. Do you want to run or not with your tough ass?
Yeah, I will run.
All right, well, pay your little old punk out and let's get it on.
Who I'm saying
fuck out? Nah, since you want me so motherfucking bad, you got me now, nigga. I'm on the way.
I will look you in the eye. He don't do nothing, Kimo.
Hey, Kimo, that's what I thought. I'm going to stop these niggas talking shit to me.
You already got your hands full with Tutu.
Well, I ain't worried about 3-3-2-2 or 4-4, nigga. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Oh, man.
What y'all think about
Shawty? Shawty
did,
man.
Shawty
look good.
Shawty
did, man. Look good.
Man, Shawty's gonna gap Tutu. He gonna gap Tutu, eh?
I like old Shawty. Shawty pretty rough down there in the hole down there. He pretty rough down here.
You can't whoop him at home, but you can get his ass on the road and fuck him over.
Yeah, but it's hard to whoop him down in Memphis.
you can't whoop him in Memphis or Mississippi. You ain't gonna be able to fuck him out there.
Memphis ain't his home track. Holly Springs is his home track.
I said Memphis and Mississippi.
They right around the corner. I like Shawty.
He went straight down Broadway, straight out the box.
That's how he gonna run. He gonna run like that, straight out the box.
Y'all watch that gold bitch tomorrow. Watch how that motherfucker run tomorrow.
Man, gold bitch. Oh
man, not the
real.
Hey, hold on. Hey, what you trying to bet, man? What you talking about?
Shit. If I believe in your word, I'd be trying to bet you whatever you want to bet.
Well, nigga, I hold up. I'll be in your face tomorrow. Just come
see
me.
Well, when I see you tomorrow, I'll see you.
Yeah.
I heard your word is counterfeit.
Well, I mean, I don't give a fuck what no other motherfucker say about me. Nigga, never have worried about what another nigga say.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, boss. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be there tomorrow.
And let me know you're looking at me, too.
So will. Turn over on the trailer. Make a bag to a big one. He's going to kill you, motherfucker.
Man, let me tell you something, my nigga. One thing I ain't never did was count money. I weigh money, all right? If you count money, you ain't got shit.
I'm going to count, man.
No, I put mine in the bag and weigh it. That bitch 10 pounds, that's 10,000.
Lord, how much?
Sure, I learned.
Well, I'm going to count some money. Shawty look good, though. Hey,
yeah,
Shawty look good. Tate look like, goddamn, I don't know what. Wesley Snipes look Wesley Snipes look like he all right. Goddamn. That Jesse James go fuck Wesley Snipes ass up.
Yeah,
nah.
That's all I say. Kids, you here? No, we're putting out in the morning.
Okay, y'all cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Goddamn, kid, what time y'all putting that?
Y'all see the BG?
Shit, about 5 o'clock.
I'm finna
we finna hit
the road around by 12.
Man, me and the old lady finna catch some club. We finna go to some club. I told him I wasn't coming to the track today. We finna go to some club.
Y'all see the beef salty bitch?
Yeah, he fucked over. Now the beast and Jesse James finna run.
Crazy shit here.
Ooh, we.
I like that white Mustang over that black one.
Not Jesse
and
James.
How the hell they gonna run? They got the same tuna.
Who got the same tuna?
It's a lot of the same tuna running each other.
That don't mean nothing because them all got the same tuna.
Shit. It's a lot of motherfuckers the same tuna running each other.
Yeah.
Just cause he fuck with your car and he fuck with mine, shit don't necessarily mean I gotta like you, nigga.
No, I'm saying, remember how they was paying up. We got the same tuna. We can't run each other. Remember they said this was like a good line.
I don't know who started that bullshit, but, you know, like Mike Hill say, I ain't got nothing wrong with two cars I work on, want to race. Goddamn, that's fine with me.
Y'all leave my buddy Mike Hill alone,
what?
Man.
Hey, you know what, no kid? I didn't see Mike Hill up there when Wesley Snipes went up there. I saw it look like Ryan up there. I didn't see Mike Hill up there. Look like the white one.
Hey, and I damn sure didn't see Mike Hill.
That part upstairs. I didn't see Mike Hill up there. Shit, I saw it look like there.
I ain't see Mike Hill up there with Memphis Gangsta made the past season. Who driving Memphis Gangsta?
A famous nephew
in
there.
I'm talking
about Wesley Snipes. Nephew's driving Memphis Gangsta.
No, he's not. Nephew's driving Joe Burger.
Brandon driving
that. Nephew's driving Memphis Gangsta, too.
Right.
Nah.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. Did not?
Nephew drives all of the cars.
Right. Nephew driving about three or four cars. He's driving
he
my three or four cars.
Driver. You should take that away.
Well, he made Memphis Gangsta look like that motherfucker don't look like he's gonna be able to make no hits.
Jack Green, I'm tuning on,
so I don't know.
What? You can't blame it on the driver.
Jack Green ought to be in that motherfucker then. It might not be nephew, it might be Jack Green.
Driver don't do nothing but driving.
I couldn't get a close-up view of who was in the seat, but I think it's
nephew. They had nephew who was he driving tonight, and he said he's driving Jawbreaker.
I know he's driving Jawbreaker.
Jawbreaker had a good hit. That car had a decent hit.
I'm a bitch. Hey, after I get through with Dog and Tutu tomorrow, if I'm still up, I'm gonna try them hoes, too.
Oh, man.
Did Dog say he wasn't coming? He got two cars he's cool with. Oh, Dog got a
dog.
He's cool.
Dog will be there. That son of a bitch will be there.
Yeah, he got an option. He cool with either car. I forgot about that. He going to kill me because I ain't bringing his combo cake. He going to kill me.
Hey, y'all who like Dog against the Brewers? Talk to me.
I do. I see the world. I like Dog against the Brewers.
Okay. What about your car against us, nigga?
I'll place my best when I get there, Drake.
Hey, kid, fuck that. I want to talk to this nigga talking. What you say? You want to try me?
Nope. You drive it.
Nah, I ain't driving shit. I'm going to bet your motherfucking ass whatever you want to bet, nigga.
No, that ain't shit.
Run your motherfucking mouth about what you going to do. Nigga, Man, look here. I'm gonna make y'all motherfucker quit that tutu talking too. I'm gonna make all you niggas from Chicago wipe your own ass backwards.
Lord have mercy. Don't be like that, Drake.
I bet whatever you call it get covered.
That's fine. I'm not worried about nothing getting covered.
Whatever you call it get covered.
Well, why don't you lock me in with your car to cover it?
Yeah. Damn, my car. You already
know. That's what I thought, nigga. Hey, hey, nigga. Nigga, that ain't none of your motherfucking car. Lock your shit in. You got some shit. You got some shit for yourself.
How you know?
You just said it's crazy, fool. So I want to run your shit.
Yeah.
How you niggas always run y'all motherfucking mile? I ran a bunch of niggas ass right across the ass now. Nigga, shut up, nigga. I'm talking. While I'm talking, you don't need to say a damn thing, nigga.
Lord, how much?
Well, whatever. I bet, nigga, it's my motherfucking money. It ain't yours. Fuck ass, nigga.
Y'all hear me? What big fella? What big fella?
What
big fella? I need to know where the big fella is.
My.
Where the whole
thing
show at?
Nigga talking crazy. See, y'all better be lucky Lowrider ain't down there. I'll put that motherfucking Buick on y'all ass.
My brother.
Oh, man.
Be careful. That's my brother.
And my brother, too. And he also my sister, too.
He's your brother.
Now, when that Buick get together, I'm going to put that Buick on a whole lot of you niggas ass. See, y'all didn't know. D done joined the grudge.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, shit. He is part of the grudge camp now, which is he did the right thing to come over here and join. Hey, D, let him know you did the right thing joining that grudge camp because you know you finna get some good races. Whew, help this man, help this man.
Good job, Mohai. Strap, you over there in Germantown?
Hey, what are Leegan Lee on out there looking like, Strap? How you going to have a Leegan Leon look like and he driving Strap car?
He's driving a bad motherfucker. He's driving a bad motherfucker.
Hey, Strap.
Yes?
What he looking like over there? Y'all want to try me with that motherfucker?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Who going to vouch for your wedding?
I'm going to vouch for it in your hand tomorrow, nigga.
Oh, okay. That's what I say. You can't call a little bit on the phone, man.
Come on, Strap.
No.
Lord have mercy.
They hate this nigga, man. This nigga wearing that shit, man.
What you trying to say? They got to get a co-pilot.
Your money, man.
You got to get a co-sign.
Nigga, I'll be over there in your face to bring it to you.
Lord have mercy.
Take that nigga 5 years to pay $200. Damn, I don't got that well. He's going to lock those deals. Keep on bouncing for this nigga money, man.
Who said something about 10? You ain't hear me say shit about no 10.
I'm going to go have it. I'm going to lose
it. Y'all leave my brother Dre alone, man.
Man, I'm not worried
about
these old Chicago-ass niggas, man. I don't give a
Dre
fuck about this type of nigga. Where Brandon at? Brandon going to be out there. He was doing some talking, too. I want to knock his nuts in the ground, too.
I don't know.
Yeah, he better not be over there. I'm going to put that goddamn Camaro on Wesley Snipes' ass, too.
Oh, man.
That silver bitch, I'm going to put that motherfucker right on Wesley Snipes' ass.
Hear you, baby. I'm burning too much fuel.
Where's Brother D at, man? He must be asleep over there. I'm here.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm gonna get this nigga. Who phoned this nigga on? Hang this nigga up.
Oh.
That nigga just knocked the shit out of Anthony Davis. God damn.
You watching the game, Trey?
Yeah, that nigga just dunked the shit out of Anthony Davis. That's how you do them old Chicago ass nigga. You break they motherfucking ass.
Oh, man.
Oh, that nigga, that dunked on their ass.
I'm back. What I missed?
You ain't missed nothing, Big Champ.
I ain't missed nothing. Y'all ain't talking about nothing. Oh, it's almost over then. Big Mark, uh-oh, come on with it.
What's up, Brother Sam? How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm sitting here upset.
Y'all got Dre on the mic? There. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Man, all y'all down there having fun in the sun, man. I'm sitting here in the goddamn hospital again.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
You all right?
Not yet.
Okay.
Fluid on the lungs and congested heart failure. They try to get me right.
Oh, man.
I knew it was
take care of yourself, Big Mark.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I knew something was going to stop me from making that trip, man. I always do some bullshit, man. I started to come anyway, but y'all might have had to put me on a stretcher down there if I'd have tried.
Oh, no. No, well, man, take care of yourself.
Oh,
you got time.
You're doing the right thing, staying at home.
Yeah, take care of yourself, brother.
Yeah, well, y'all make sure y'all send some goddamn videos or something, man, so I can sit in this bed and have some shit to smile about.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir. We're going to try to. Yep. We're going to try
y'all
to.
Y'all can even
to
send me the strip club footage, too.
Oh, man, show you right, Brother Mark. Oh, man. Oh, man, oh, man.
I'm going on mute. Enjoy yourself.
All right, Brother Mark.
Yep.
Take care of yourself, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, Sham, you going down now? Are you out there?
Yeah, I'm going down, Dre. I'm going down.
Yeah. Yeah, you want me to bring some of this French's?
Man, come on with it. Yes, sir. Bring it on. Yes, sir. I sure want it.
Oh, it's closed now. See, you should
it's closed.
Something earlier.
Oh, man. Ooh, baby, yeah. I sure wish you the car said something before. This is true. I sure would have wanted some. Oh, man. Well,
Sam,
anybody else?
Sam,
well, I'm about to go to bed.
Sam, you got
to huh?
You got to bring some cake down there, don't you, Sham?
Man, I ain't have no time, kid. I tried to squeeze all my people in 3 days. It's virtually impossible. But I got majority. I mean, some people they went on and said they would come next week. I'm tired. I'm about to go to bed. That's what I'm about to go do.
I heard that. Yep, you ain't by yourself. Like I said, I'm gonna I can get my ass up in the morning.
Yeah, this is true.
This Big Sam here. True Grudge. True Grudge in Memphis.
No, I ain't there, Brother Crap. I ain't there yet. I had to work. I had to work today.
Oh, yeah, I know. You got to get in here.
Yeah, I had to get. I just, man, I'm on my way.
Oh, good.
I'm on my way in a few minutes.
Okay.
Try to get me
a nap. Strap you over in Germantown, right?
Yeah, I was in Germantown. My cup in there. Okay, I was coming to church. There's no way. I hear what happened to her, but, you know, I knew I was coming today. Shit, I wasn't coming. I wasn't coming to tomorrow. Now, whoever can get tomorrow. I want to go to find me somebody else. One of them country boys. They just got to go and do something to me, kid. You know, I've been brought up around all y'all.
Oh, you ain't there yet, Sprout?
I'm here already. I've been since early in the day.
Oh, you there. Oh, okay, okay. Okay.
Shit,
huh? Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
He already got the car already. He been there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He got the car. I said I wasn't fooling with no car. I'm to the car with him because I know he likes to go to the track. You know, lady, we get chilling.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm going to make my way. I'm going to make my way.
I would like to run somebody else, you know.
Yep. What time are you going to try to pull out, champ?
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. I don't know,
kid.
I don't know yet.
No room. Ain't no room for you, kid.
I don't even know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They say ain't no room, kid. They full already, kid.
What's that?
Oh,
Oh, wait.
Big Sham say he's full. He can't squeeze you in there.
Unbelievable.
No, I'm on the bus, Kimo. We got plenty of room.
Get the fuck out of here, man. You ain't catching no fucking
bus. I walked it.
Yes, I am.
I walked it. I walked it. You on the bus. I walked it. Took me 5
Yeah, I'm on the Greyhound bus, Kimo. It ain't gonna take long.
They got an 8-hour trip will take you 16 hours on the Greyhound.
No, man. We got a jet Greyhound, man. I'm on.
Yeah.
So we're going down 57.
Big
we ain't got
big perm in what? The house, baby. Big perm in
yeah,
the house.
Yeah, he down there.
His crew down there was able.
Yeah.
Down there was his crew.
Yep.
Down there was his crew.
I guess Reverend Jeremiah will be down there tomorrow.
Jerry couldn't get off work.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's going to be a good race tomorrow at 7 o'clock if they go down.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of...
I ain't saw either one of the boys get out there all the way.
We got a lot of races to get off.
They're kids. They say they're radio, but one thing I do know, if you ain't dragging and steady spraying that track the way you usually do, then you ain't worth for that.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Got the pump of that track for their radio.
Man, somebody said that the whatchacallit is down there. They got the car, whatchacallit, Mississippi Joe.
Yeah, what down there?
The car.
Man, please. Mississippi Joe ain't brought
that down there. Huh? Yeah.
No,
Wow. No.
Man, I thought they said they had the Memphis Gangsta. Not Memphis Gangsta. What's the name of the car?
The Gangsta Boo.
The Gangsta Boo.
Gangsta Boo.
I thought that's what
the Gangsta Boo. Gangsta Boo ain't down there. Hell no.
If they got it down, I'm going to take pictures like I'm down at King Benjamin. Lorraine Motel.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Boy, you crazy. Oh, my goodness. Walking
in Memphis.
Oh, man. Y'all crazy.
That was a bad Cairo.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
He had his run.
They could have brought that car back out to play.
Oh, baby. Oh, man.
I guess Joe Numa will get him
back.
Okay,
we got 90 seconds left. Any end of remarks?
I'm finna get me a nap, Sam. I'll holler at you. I'll see you down there.
All right. Anybody else before the time expires?
The time expires.
I appreciate y'all. Hopefully, I'll see everybody down in Memphis. Everybody that's on that road, y'all be careful out there, man. Take your time and be careful. We'll be back next Thursday with some kind of update.
See y'all in the morning.
Yeah, y'all be careful out there.
Hey, anybody coming through down 57 by Decatur?
from 10 to 6 a.m., they got a detour. They're closing 57 down.
Not big
what
time?
Racing. What time?
You know what? We're on the way.
What? They closing it? What time you say?
It said from 10 to 6.
No, I said what time? What time they closing it?
From 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Tomorrow starting. You say wait a minute. You said 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah, some portion of 57 they closing down at 10 o'clock.
Where? Where about? What about
Decatur, wasn't it, CJ?
Yes.
Decatur, Illinois.
Oh. Okay.
They got detours. They got detour signs all down through there.
Yeah, they got detours. Yeah, they got signs, but yeah. I'm just saying, anybody coming that way, they're closing it down.
Oh, okay.
Come on through here, Vic. We got business to hold. Get on
in there. I'm already past there.
Oh, okay. Come on.
I'm already past that, man. I'm about 40 miles from Effingham.
Oh, shit. Won't be long, though.
No, sir.
I got a couple right here. I'm sipping.
Huh?
You got something. Hey, Vic, you got something on your back?
You got three of them, Kimo.
You got three cars on the way down there?
Yes, sir, Kimo. We don't play, man. We from Indiana, man. We don't play.
Big time race. Big time race.
Kimo, two of them already there. One on the way, baby.
Goddamn, big time race. It wasn't
coming
together
in,
already. Yeah.
Trying to get paid.
One he didn't put together. One he buried up already there. Made that bitch up in 2 days. Goddamn bitch. It's ready.
Yes, sir.
Already? Yeah, it's fucked
Burning
up. Burn that shit up. I don't like to hear that. Bill Marty cut. It's racist shit. So-